Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is proof positive. There's so many people that turn to Jesus and give their life to Christ and then wonder if they've really been saved or not. There's a lot of other people that say, you know, we never really can know whether we got saved. There's no way of really, really knowing that I'm going to go to heaven or not. And I want to tell you today that there's proof positive. You can know that you are saved. There's 4 points that will tell you that. All right, the first one is Romans 8, 15 and 16. Now I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. It says, the Spirit of the Lord bears witness with our spirits that we're His children. If God has borne witness with you through His Spirit that you're His child, you know it. You can't get away from it. You know that you're His child. That's a cool thing. If you don't know, then you better go back to the Bible. You better go back to God and find out. Number two, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about the chastisement of the Lord. That if we don't accept the chastisement of God upon us, that, you know, that's not a cool thing. And if you're under the chastisement of the Lord, meaning training, then He's going to train you up the way He wants you to be. And that chastisement is going to be evident. You're going to know that the hand of God is on you and that He is specifically working with you for certain reasons. That chastisement will become inexperienced. Then there is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purposes. If you say you love God and if He has called you according to His purposes, which the Bible says we're called out ones, we are the ecclesia, the church, the called out ones, that He's called you, you've responded, you love Him, all things got to work together for good. That's got to be evident in your life. You've got to be able to see that, you know, things worked out in that situation for good. Even though it was a terrible thing, somehow God worked it together for good, and I see it in my life. I know it to be true. That's got to be there. That's proof positive. Then there's the famous scripture, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The whosoever generation. If I am a whosoever, that means anybody that believes that Jesus is the Son of God shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I got to have faith in that. I got to know that what the scripture says is true. And I put my faith in that, and therefore it is real. It's just like saying, I see a chair, looks like it'll support my weight, but I don't really know that. Now, if I believe that that chair is going to support my weight, I'm going to sit down in it. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to see. And if it doesn't support my weight, and I go, oh, hey, this is cool, then my experience tells me that what I thought was true is really true. And that's the way it is with faith. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God except through Him. I believe that. Therefore, it is true, because the Bible says so. That's the exciting part of being a Christian. You can know, proof positive, that you're His child. You can know because His hand is upon you. His blessings are upon you. His joy and life is in you. So today, give thanks to God that you know, that you know, that you know that you're His child. God bless you and have a great day.